You got you a business license.
I've been looking for a car.
I bought charred stacks.
This friend of mine said she had been buying some eggs from somebody that had a beauty shop, but her husband raised eggs, and she'd sell them in the beauty shop. You know, had a refrigerator?
Yeah.
She said she was waiting for somebody to come in and ask for where a business license was for the eggs. Said, well, they might just do that, you know. That was when eggs were up to about 99 cents a dozen.
Sure they had a market then, weren't you?
Yeah. Can't buy anything in the grocery store anymore.
That's the truth.
I think some things will come back down now, but not much.
No, they ain't gonna come down much.
I've been buying 2 gallons of milk and we pigs and it was $1.53 a gallon. And up at Food Giant they claimed it was cheaper. It was $1.59.
Don't believe that discount word, you know.
Well, I miss my town hall worse than anything more. I've always been used to it.
Don't have any place for them out here.
No place to keep them. Sure do miss them.
Well, now, did you go out, what did you do, just milk the cow twice a day?
Yeah. Fed my hog 3 times a day.
And did you slaughter or cut them up?
Yeah.
You know how to do that?
Oh, yeah.
I sure wish I knew how to do it. I wouldn't want to do it, especially that I wish my husband knew how to do that. Well, I might get attached to the animal.
Well, this morning at midnight time, or yesterday morning, to kill all my dad. I don't want too cold weather to kill all.
When's the best time to do that?
This month.
This month?
This month. This is my month to kill off, November.
How many would you kill?
Just as many as I could.
Really?
You mean to grow to kill from set?
Yeah.
All in work, 2 to 3.
What would you do with all of it?
Salt them down, meat box.
And that would keep
them? Cure them out, yeah.
Who taught you how to do it, your daddy?
Yeah.
Well,
I used to, me and neighbor, these folks used to meet, you know, this time of year, just go from house to house. I went for highs 3 weeks every day, killing all.
Oh, for other people?
Yeah. We just go, maybe the neighbors over here wanted hog kill while we'd all meet, get the old scalding bar, and have the water hot, dress his hogs. Would make out this next man.
Just as many as you
yeah.
Do.
Everybody had a hog, see, back then. Everybody lived in the country had a hog. 1 to 2. Drove their beef. If they didn't grow it, they didn't get it. Had it to buy if they didn't have money to buy it.
Well, did you ever have any beef that you...
Well, I think I can. One time I canned 2 beans, didn't I? I saved these candies on me. Ram. It's mighty fine.
People used to catch. It won't even take.
Well, that was the only way to get it done.
That was right.
But now, you live next door to me and I know who it is.
That's the truth.
That's right.
Over yonder I live. I don't live in the same 8 or 9 yards. And if I'd have been in the road and lived there about 4 or 5 years, I wouldn't even know him. If he worked, he'd come in home, he didn't bother nobody.
Yeah.
And he's gone the next morning. I never did see him. Hmm. His wife, I knew her, she'd come over to the house to do it.
Yeah.
If I'd have met him in the road, I wouldn't know him.
What's better, a female or a male hog?
always, I think the female is mine most. But the male's the best.
Is it?
Yeah.
Better meat?
No, ain't no better meat, but it's just easier, you know. And castrated when it's small, then we no trouble when you get rid of the kill.
Yeah.
Of course, I never did have no trouble myself with the others.
We were listening one night at school to one man talk about when was the right time to kill a female hog, you know. He said that you should never kill one.